Praise the Lord. This is Rose, and we're Clear Vision here. When you listen to the Lord, you hear clearly, and you hear with clear vision. And I'm so happy to be with you today and praise Him with you. And let's just lift Him up in prayer this morning before we start, this evening, however you're watching the program. And let's give Him all the glory. Father, we thank You that You're going to reveal Yourself today greater in this message than ever before. And You're going to give us an insight to You that You couldn't even expect us to ask for, and we couldn't dream to ask for. So, Father, thank You for revelation of You today in this great message of You. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. We're going to talk about how to occupy your mind today. Occupy your mind. Keep your mind set on heavenly things. Don't spend your time worrying about things down here. That's Colossians 3:2. What are people thinking about today? Everything but the greatness and the goodness of God. Everything but His glory. Everything but His goodness. So many things are going on in the world that are just go every direction, up, down, in, out, all around. But you're to occupy your mind when keep your mind set on heavenly things. Well, Rose, how can you say for me to do that when I've got to take care of this and take care of that and take care of that? If you are praising the Lord with me today, and you are because you're watching the broadcast, then you are occupying your mind with the things of the Lord. If you're praising Him, you're occupying your mind with things of the Lord. And you don't have to stop your day and go into a closet and spend 3 hours. Just as you walk along, just as you sit at your desk, just as you go in your car, just as you eat a meal, just as you do anything, just praise the Lord. Just say, thank You, Father, today is Your day that You made for me to rejoice and be glad in. I like to paraphrase that scripture by saying, this is your bubble bath, banana split, hot dog, hamburger, anything you want day. Because God said, this is the day I have made for you to rejoice and be glad in it. I told my daughter that scripture yesterday on the phone, and she said, why do you always paraphrase that with food? Why do you say hot dog, hamburger, banana split? And I said, well, Chrissy, why don't you just put in there anything you want? It may be something else. But for me, it's hot dogs, banana splits, and hamburgers. That's my blessed day. If I eat things I maybe shouldn't all the time, or I eat something more than I should all the time. So let's occupy our minds and keep them set on heavenly things, and don't spend your time worrying about things down here. That's Colossians 3:2. All right. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, take every thought captive, bringing down every deceptive fantasy, every intellectual arrogance, men erect, opposing the true knowledge of God, and I surrender in obedience to Christ. That's 2 Corinthians 10:5. You have the right to take every thought captive. You have the right to think anything you want, anytime you want, and all you want. So what are you going to think about? Let's think about what God says about you. Let's think about what He wants for you. Let's think about who He says you are in Him and who He says He is in you. He says, I knew you before I formed you in the womb, and I knew and approved of you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I separated and set you apart, consecrating you, and I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. My goodness, that's in Jeremiah 1:5, and it's also in Psalms 139. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb, and I made you marvelous and intricately. I knew you before I formed you in the womb, and I chose you before you were born, and I separated you and set you apart. There's people watching today, I know, who don't feel separated and apart for God. They don't think they're approved. They don't believe. You're watching and you don't believe you're approved. You don't believe that you're good enough for God. You don't believe God could do anything for you that you would ask. You think you got to beg Him for everything. Well, let's go on over here and look at Luke 18:27. What men can't do, God can do, and He will do. God will do for you far beyond anything you dare pray, ask, hope, think, dream, or imagine. God will and can and is planned to do for you far beyond anything you can dare pray, ask, hope, think, dream, or imagine. What are you needing God to do for you today? Do you need Him to give you finances, increase your finances? Do you need Him to get rid of that woman that's running around with your husband? I mean, I hear everything in the world when I'm talking to people on the phone. Do you need Him to get rid of that man that's running around with your wife? I don't know what you need, but God knows, and He's ready to meet your need beyond your dreams, beyond anything you dare pray, ask, hope, think, dream, or imagine. Weigh the price of inaction versus the cost of action. Your inaction to not come before God and thank Him and praise Him that He's going to not restore a marriage, not restore a relationship, but make that relationship new. Make it brand new. He made everything, He fixed everything with Jesus already. He already fixed it. You don't have to ask Him to go fixing things for you. He already fixed everything with Jesus. Now He's making everything new. You want your marriage better? Thank Him, He'll make it new. You want your marriage restored? Thank Him, He'll make it new. You want a marriage? Thank Him, He'll give you new relationships that will lead to a marriage. You want your children to stop the drug business? Let's don't beat them up over that. And let's don't go telling people, well, I don't know what I'm going to do with little Johnny. He's just drugged up as he can get, and I've run him out of the house, and he's been in jail, and I'm at a loss. I don't know what to do. I guess I'll just turn my back on him and never talk to him again. Or I know people go the opposite way and say, well, I just haven't given him enough. I need to give him more money. I need to give him a new car. I need to buy him new clothes. I need to take him to Europe on a trip or down the street to the ice cream shop. I don't know. You are not to do that and enable your son, your daughter, whoever, to continue in the attitude and atmosphere they're in. So what do? You trust the Lord and you occupy your mind. Well, Rose, that's irresponsible. I should be doing something. What did the Lord say about what you're supposed to do? He said, love me with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Love yourself and love others. Sometimes you can love others the best if you're not telling them what to do. I haven't found anybody yet that wants to do what I tell them to do. Nobody wants told what to do. You know you're wrong if you're doing something wrong, and you know you're doing good if you're doing something good. People want to hear the Word of God that praises them. God praises us. We don't have to praise us. It's good to thank people for what they do, and it's good to say you did a great job, but let them know what He thinks about it. He thinks you're fantastic. He thinks your child on drugs is fantastic. Not because they're on drugs or not because they're going to not be on drugs. He thinks they're fantastic because He made them. He made them in His image, perfect in His sight. Well, Rose, you're talking about people who have received the Lord and know Him and know all about Him and, you know, understand this big Bible stuff. And that's what you're talking about. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your Father God. Lord God Almighty, who made you before you ever received Jesus. He made you before you were in the womb. You hadn't seen Jesus. You didn't know about Jesus if you were living in the jungle. He made you, if you're living in the jungle, He made you there. And you don't have a Bible and you don't have Jesus. So don't give me this stuff about, well, I don't know enough of the Word, or I haven't been to church, or I haven't seen the Word enough, or I haven't understood it. Your understanding has nothing to do with it. Isn't that marvelous? I am so happy that you don't have to understand something for God to be okay. This is it. And I'm going to offer you a book here in a little bit about that. And I'm speaking from my working copy from that book right now. This is it, honey. We're in the time, beloved, where we can understand God or not. And no, it doesn't matter whether he wants us to understand him. Don't go off on me about that. Well, you're telling me I don't have to understand him. I'm telling you your understanding of him makes no difference to him. He wants you to understand things of him, but if you don't, he's still God. He's still Lord God Almighty over you. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He who has believed in me and has been baptized will be saved from the penalty of God's wrath and judgment. He who has believed in me and has been baptized. That's not saying he who understands. That doesn't say he who understands me. It says he who has believed. And that believed word means those who agree with him. Those who agree with him. God wants you to agree with him. What can you do in your relationships with him or anybody if you're in disagreement? You can't. You're divided. We're going to stop right here and offer you these wonderful books that we've got for you. One called This Is It and 30 Days the Champion in You. Don't leave me now. I'll be right back. This is Rose. This is Clear Vision. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to talk about Luke 18:27, when we come back, what men can't do, God can do, and he will do. God isn't short-handed. He ain't got short arms like a T-Rex. Everybody teases me because I have short arms. He's not short-handed, short-armed, empty-handed. He has everything you need in the palms of his hands. I love you. I'll see you in just a minute.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 Days the Champion in You. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on His path for permanent, victorious living. God has greater things planned for you than you can dream. Today, every day, is your greatest day of grand champion living and victory. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life, setting you free from the day's crippling, worrisome thoughts and filling your mind with God's love, peace, joy, and favor. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior pray over you, call 859-548-2762. Or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.
Hallelujah. We're back together and we're going to talk about what men can't do, God can do, He will do. That's Luke 18:27. God not only will do, He has done. He has done everything for you that you could ever need. What's not happening is you are not expecting that. You don't know what He's done for you, and you're not expecting Him to do and manifest in your life what He's done for you. What has He done for you? Well, John 1:1-4 says, in the beginning, before all time, was the Word Christ. What He's done for you is put His Word into this Bible, into this iPad, into this phone, into this books, into this paper here, onto this broadcast, and He is speaking to you today. Well, I can't hear God. I don't know. I don't hear Him like you do. Rose, you talk about hearing Him all the time, and I don't hear Him like you do. Yes, you do. Are you hearing me today? Then you're hearing Him, because I'm speaking God's Word to you. I am His voice. You are His voice. Your voice is His voice. The only way that can't happen is if you refuse it. Well, that's the top of the heap of the pile of dung, my friend, if you want to say it that way. Who would refuse the Lord God Almighty, who would do anything, everything, and for you and fulfill the desires of your heart and give you desires you couldn't even dream and ask. Who would refuse that? The top of the heap of the pile of dung. That's who would refuse that, okay? So God gave you in the beginning, before all time, before the Genesis, before creation, before the world, before, God gave you the word, and it was Christ. God gave you Christ. Christ wasn't existing when he was born. A lot of people think Jesus came about when he came on the scene. That's not the way it is, any more than you came about when you came on the scene. You came about in the heart of God before creation. Jesus was in the heart of God before he was manifested in the flesh as God himself. Jesus is written about all through the Old Testament. Wherever the angel of the Lord is spoken of in the Old Testament, and the angel word is capitalized A, that's Jesus himself appearing to people. Jesus himself. Glory to God. The Bible is God's forever loving word, and it's God himself. When you understand, whether you understand it or not, but when you understand that before you, your precious feet touch the floor from bed in the morning or in the evening, whenever you get up to go to work or whatever time you get up to do whatever, before your feet touch the floor from bed, your precious feet, lay there and praise the Lord. Set your day, set your night, set your afternoon, set whatever before you get up. Lay there and say, Father, I thank you today. I give you glory and honor that you love me. I thank you that you will reveal yourself to me today greater than ever before. I thank you, Father, that I'm not lacking knowledge and wisdom and understanding because you've given me the wise mind of Christ. And you said, Father, you've given me skill, wisdom, and understanding. I've got hundreds of scriptures I can send you. When you get the address off of the television broadcast, write in, call in, and ask for them. Hundreds of scriptures for you to speak in praises to God before your feet touch the floor from bed. Hundreds of scriptures in the books. Every page is full of scripture written so you can own it. Jeremiah 32:17-27 says, nothing is too big, too hard, too wonderful for the Lord. Nothing. When people call me and I don't get to talk to everybody and I call back, I have a 2-minute rule. The person calling gets 2 minutes. I don't tell anybody this, but I'm telling you on the broadcast. The person gets 2 minutes to tell me what's happening in their life. After the 2 minutes are up, I get the rest of the time. If you knew what to do and you weren't calling to find out what God says about something, then you don't need him. You've already got it figured out. He wants you to know what he has to say about it. And I have yet to hear anything from anybody that's too big, too hard, too wonderful for God. There isn't anything. The stories vary a little. The names change. The locations change. Somebody's in Florida. Somebody's in Canada. Somebody's in British West Indies. Somebody's in Puerto Rico. Somebody's in Spain. Wherever they are, all over the United States, the stories don't change. The names change. That's all. And the Word of God is for every situation the same. He is the same yesterday, today, tomorrow. He is not changing. It's the only thing in the whole earth, a whole universe, that never changes. Lord, wouldn't you like to follow that? You never know when you turn on television. One day it's this way, next day it's that way. Next day it's back the other way. Next day it's another way. That's a merry-go-round and a seesaw ride that nobody can stay on. So shut the television off, Get in your word. You don't have to stay in it day and night. It's in you, in your heart from God once he speaks it to you, once he shows it to you. I'm telling you word on this broadcast that's going to change your life forever. I want you to know right now that the Lord God Almighty has legs. He has legs, and the legs of hope is love. He's hope and he's love. And his legs are not hopeless, and he's not without love. The Lord does not change. His word is the same. Somebody told me one time, said, oh, you can't minister that in Nigeria. You can't minister that in the jungles of South America. I said, yes, I can, and yes, I have, and yes, I will. Because the word is not different for anybody anywhere. People starving need to know Jesus can feed them. He fed 5,000 plus, women and children made it 10,000. He fed them with two little fishes and loaves of bread, and they were not fish, big old fish out of the ocean. They were little sardines this little boy had in his basket. And he fed everybody, and there was 12 basketfuls left over when everybody ate and were full. And he gave them back to the little boy, and the little boy went home. And boy, what did his mother say? That's not in the Bible, but you know the child went back home. You know he had his little basket full of more than he came with. So his mother had to ask, where did you get this? Well, I would have to say she might ought to been with him at the mount there where Jesus was teaching, and then she wouldn't have to ask that. I want you to think outrageous. I want you to talk higher. I want you to love big. I want you to live royally big with unlimited Lord God right where you are. You don't have to go, oh, if I only had more education. Oh, if I only had more money. Oh, if I had a car. Oh, if I only had a better car. Oh, if I had a house. Oh, if I had a bigger house. Oh, if I had different clothes. Oh, if I could leave Canada and come to America. Oh, if I could leave America and go to Canada. Oh, if I could go from Florida to Kentucky. Yes, I'm in Kentucky. Yes, I love my Kentucky state. I was born here and raised here and went off and lived in Texas some years. But I know this. I've traveled all over the world. And there, you know what? There's people all over the world. And everybody is, whether it's an ethnic change or a nationality change or a country change, it's still God's people. Everybody needs to hear the love of God. Everybody needs to know the joy of God. Everybody needs the hope of God. Everybody needs Lord God Almighty and His Son Jesus. Everybody. And it doesn't matter where you go, people are hungry to hear God. In the name of Jesus right now, I want you to understand God already knows where you are. He knows that how you got there. He knows where you're going, and He knows that you're going to go with Him. He knows it. He knows it because He said He'll not have one lost. He knows it because He had enough faith, great faith, before Jesus came that you would receive Him. He already knows it. He knows you. He made you. He knows your thoughts. He knows your words before your tongue speaks. Wow. That's awesome. I want to offer you before we close today, be sure and look at the screen for this great book here called This Is It. This is what we're teaching out of today. And it's 8 principles. And we're on the first one right now, which is God's Word is the first principle. First always is the Lord. And I want you to get this little book. It's an actual full-size book. But order it and be blessed. And then if you want to sow and bless the ministry, do so. Because this is a sowing, giving, reaping ministry. We give and we believe that God blesses when we give. So order that little book today. And then order this great book, 30 Days the Champion in You. And if these things are on back order, just be patient with us. We'll get them to you. But just call in, write in, whatever you need to do, and order this little book. I'm going to praise the Lord with you after the offer comes on and give you a prayer. and thank God for you, special. So don't go away, stay with me, and just keep remembering God's richest love word alone safely guides you. If you're needing guidance today, it's His love that will guide you. It's His joy that will guide you. It's Him alone with His Son Jesus who will guide you to the places higher in the summit of Him on the mountain He made you, absolutely perfect in His sight. He has everything already planned out. I love you. I'll see you next time. I'm Rose. This is Clear Vision. Thanks for watching. Love you.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 days the champion in you. And this is it. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on His path for permanent, victorious living. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life and filling your mind with God's love, peace, joy, and favor. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior praise pray over you, call 859-548-2762 or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.
If you've not received the Lord in your life yet, meaning you've trusted that Jesus is the Son of God, then let's do that today. And if you have received Him and you want a greater walk with God, then let's do that today too, because He's ready just like you are. Father, we thank You today that You give us the privilege to trust You. We don't have to trust You, we get to. You give us the privilege to worship You, to honor You. And Lord, for those who are receiving You right now, I thank You, Father, that they're going to give their life to You. You've drawn them to Your presence. I thank You, Father, that every person watching this broadcast has seen You, not just heard You, but seen You, seen the presence of You, the glory of You, the power of You. And I thank You that every seed we've sown today, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, financially, socially, every seed we sow to You first, Father. You take that seed, Lord God, and You increase Jesus on this earth with it, and You use it to increase those who are sowing into the kingdom, Father, of this ministry through here to You. Thank You, Father God, today for those who have watched. Thank You for their love. Thank You for their joy. Thank You for You in their life. Father, we sit beside You and rest as we watch You work, trusting You, simple, painless, and smooth, trusting You. Thank You, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen.